You done blowing that Starbucks cup?
Oh, yeah. Give me a fine load in my mouth.
Ugh. Jeez. All right. Podcast number 42, if I'm not mistaken.
Is it 42?
I think so. I'm pretty confident with it being number 42. I can't believe you've done 42 podcasts. What the hell have we talked about for 42 podcasts?
A lot of random shit, that's for sure. A lot of random shit. I'm going to check to see if this is 42. Do you have them numbered?
Yes, I do have them numbered. While you're at it, take a look at the YouTube channel, because I'm telling you, it's not set up like all the other ones. So when you go into the YouTube channel, it's not just the... traditionally, most YouTube channels have a preview or a showcased video.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, this channel doesn't have that. So, I don't know why.
Okay, give me 1 second to find it.
I wonder if that's a settings thing, or it's maybe the fact that this channel isn't monetized.
You are correct. It does not look like that. And you are also correct. This is 42. Damn, no love for that. Well, 12, that's about right. About right.
Yeah, so I don't know why it's set up differently. Maybe it's because it's not monetized, and honestly, I don't really want to monetize this channel because I like the ability to say what we want to say without worrying about it. And right now, I don't know if you're aware, but YouTube is doing a lot of changes to their algorithms, and also a lot of big name companies like AT&T and a couple of others, which I can't remember, have now pulled their ads from YouTube, from Google.
Really?
Yeah, because I guess they were paying premium money so that they could receive ads on things that are like family safe. And I guess they found out that some of their ads were playing on non-family safe content.
They were playing on Hodge Twins videos.
Probably, yeah, probably. So the problem is that I would not consider our podcast family safe.
I would. I would consider it very family.
And so I also don't want to PG up the podcast, but I like the idea. I will probably PG up the vlogs a little bit just so they're more family friendly, but maybe it doesn't make sense to do that considering how some content is going to be PG on this channel and some isn't. So I'm still working it out of my head. I don't know if I will or won't. But I did a little bit for like the last vlog.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of took out the cuss words a little bit, made it a little bit more family friendly. Because I tend to cuss like a sailor.
It's true.
So anyways, but that brings me back to the point. I think that the channel might look that way because it's not monetized, maybe.
It's true. Have you messed with the settings? The layout settings?
I have not.
It's back in 1997 when I still uploaded videos. I think you can change the layout of it. And that might be what you need to do.
Maybe I'll tinker with that.
Or maybe it's because, yeah, it is not monetized. I don't know.
So, yeah.
You know what channel is monetized?
What's that? What's your fucking big ass grin? What channel is that? There's
one channel called Strike Back Games, which you can check out.
Dude,
at your earliest convenience, you can check it out.
When are you going to start uploading?
As soon as I get that computer from you so I can edit shit.
But you can't just edit stuff basically right now? Basically, like very basic.
Basically?
Basic-like?
No.
Because I'm telling you, if you were just to take... I can't even say proper words.
It takes
if you were
too long.
To just take like the Double Dragon Neo video and cut that down into like 2, 3, 4, 30-second clips.
It takes too long.
Really?
Really takes too long.
Man.
There's a lot of porn on my computer at home. It just takes too long.
Gotta wipe that clean, man. You gotta wipe that clean. Why you keeping stuff saved on the hard drive? You can go back on the internet. It'll be there tomorrow.
No, it won't.
You just have to have your backup, right?
You gotta have the backup, man.
I'll take your word for it, man.
Trying to find that one video that made me bust at like 3:45.
Harder than you've ever busted, yeah. Right? You
on
got lighted.
Wind, yeah.
You start seeing like little pieces of heaven. You're like, yeah. Oh.
Start seeing stars.
You're just dazed. You're like, oh, I'm either dehydrated or this is the best thing ever.
Yeah. Yeah, like on a Wednesday right before work. And I just slept for another 4 hours and it was perfect. Do you want me to delete that?
I guess not if you got the saving grace of like videos for you. I guess you shouldn't delete that one.
Yeah. Anyways,
that's like 2001 mentality where you're like, I gotta have it just in case I can't get back on the internet just before that Y2K shit.
Yeah, just in case Y2K shit happens.
Comes back. Because didn't that happen? There was Y2K, and then there was like something that happened afterwards, right?
Mm-hmm.
They were like, oh, Y2K didn't happen, but those crazy Mayans have some shit that they, their calendar is going to end, so maybe, maybe.
Yeah, anyways, Trackpad Games, 691 subscribers.
So speaking of which, when are you getting that computer then? When are you going to stop bullshitting?
I can give you the $13 in my pocket now.
That might not work. I should rent it out to you. Like every like 30-hour session, I'm going to charge you X amount of money.
You should do that.
No, because I'm going to get it back, and there's going to be like the holy grail of porn every single folder.
That's your reward.
Shit.
No, I still have the second part of the Ninja Gaiden video to,
oh, yeah,
to cut through, to go through. So that's going to be good. Did you watch the first part?
Yeah, watch everything. I watch everything, unlike you. Don't ever like any of my content. Don't ever freaking watch any of my shit. I see you liking everybody's shit on Instagram except mine, salty fucker.
You know I see it.
You just don't like any of my shit. I'm like, all right, whatever.
I don't like anybody's shit.
Who's... I like how you like, you like everybody's shit. I see your likes on like random ass people's comments, random ass stuff. And then I see you liking on Boskies and all these other Milo shit.
I
was like, whatever, dog. I was like, whatever, dog. I see how it is. Salty as fuck with me. I see how it is. I've only known you since I was like one, but whatever.
I don't see them. Whatever. I see you all the time.
No, it's cool. It's cool. Just don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
It takes you like 7 hours a day and shit.
So sorry. Don't worry about it. Don't give you no pity and shit. I'm good.
That's
good, dog. Just change the subject. We'll just go forward. It's cool. What else you got going on?
The last
few days. No, it's good, dog. Just move forward. Move forward, dog. It's good.
I text you and then you're like,
I got you, dog. I got you. I got you. All right, let's move forward, shall we? Let's just move forward, shall we? Let's just move forward. Let's just go right now.
That was the next thing I was going to say. Last 2 days we did that gay shit where I text you.
No, let's go. Let's just move forward. What do you got going on?
You're texting me also.
Fuck that shit. Fuck you. Let's go forward.
Jeez. I don't know. I forgot what I was going to say.
Yeah, so you got Ninja Gaiden.
Oh, that, there you go.
Dude, that was funny. But I wonder if you, it would be good to edit that video up like a rage quit, kind of like how Max does them.
Oh, yeah.
Because we actually had front-facing cameras, right? Like we had our reaction to them. Can we do that for Ninja Gaiden? Oh, maybe we didn't get the camera set up right. I don't know. Cameras are a big thing, man. I've been thinking about... I wanted to get a front-facing camera, front-facing RX100, like the one we use for the vlogs. But once again, I'm not doing that many vlogs. So, and then some people were telling me the other day, they're like, why don't you put out some shit for Motivated Results? I'm like, well, why don't I just not?
What you gotta do is you gotta do that thing where you... Because you have a pool. You gotta do that thing where you... You're in the pool and you just jump up.
Like a BJ Penn?
Yeah. Or something to do with the pool. It's getting hot again.
Yeah, it is. Maybe I should change out that bulb now it's getting hot again.
Leave it.
Yeah, probably. So anyways, all right. So I don't want to get to BioShock Infinite. We talked about that off podcast. I still think that's one of the best games I've played in like a decade. I can't throw any salt to like Mario Brothers because that'll always be classics, or like Donkey Kong because those will always be my shit. Dude, I can easily beat Donkey Kong once a year, every year for the rest of my life.
Dude, I was so pissed.
Why?
Remember last week I bought the card for.
Yeah. You bought a card so you could buy stuff from the digital
store. What is
it? Digital store for Nintendo.
Yeah.
You can't get Bomberman. Why not?
It's not on there. And then the Kirby I thought I wanted, is in black and white.
I told you to double check that it was on there because Nintendo they don't hold the rights to everything over the years. And so like for example, Donkey Kong, the only reason they even have Donkey Kong is because they bought Rare.
Yeah.
But if they didn't buy Rare, they wouldn't have Donkey Kong.
Yeah. And then they have the old school Donkey Kong, like the one you got for the Wii or whatever.
Yeah.
They have that. You can get that on there. $7.99.
Yeah.
Crazy.
What do you think they were?
You fucking crazy.
I told you it was $7.99.
Fucking crazy.
They're about $8.
You fucking crazy.
What would you want to pay for an old game?
Like $3.99.
I guess.
It's on my 3DS. Like, it's not virtual reality. What the fuck's wrong with you?
They gotta try to make money, man. Nintendo's been hurting. They're lucky that the Switch is as popular as it is.
And then the actual one, actual Kirby I want, which I still might pay for, might, but will require me to get another card, is $7.99 also.
Yeah, they're all $7.99. Well, look, man, let's face it. That Donkey Kong is better than the fucking all the new ones. It's better than, like, the Jungle Beat
one with the drum.
The drum and the one they recently did that didn't look... It just looked funky.
The picture for this has to be me and you.
It's Donkey Kong and Diddy Kong. Oh, that'd be good. That's good. That might be it.
They did have...
Keep talking. I'm going to go get a pad so I can write shit down.
All right. They did have the second Diddy Kong, or the second Donkey Kong, where you play as Diddy Kong. They did have that completely, though. So that was good. I wanted that. So, but I only got that card for $10. So, once again, I need more money on there. So, and then my sister wanted Mario Tennis. Did you ever play Mario Tennis?
A little bit.
So, she wanted that, but she needs the card too. So, I got to go back and get two more cards. So
yeah, I played that a little bit, but not a lot. Because I didn't have a lot of systems except for the 64. And what did I have? 64.
Did you have a 64?
No, the Super Nintendo. I had the SNES and the NES. Mm-hmm. And that's it. After that, I just disconnected from Nintendo. Up until I recently bought the Wii. But the only reason I even bought the Wii was to play the old games. Which now it's like regretting it.
So, I mean, I might... There might be a few I get, so. So, man, but I was a little underwhelmed. And then I was going to buy some Zelda ones, but then I was like, why would I pay for these crappy graphics when they have, like, actual Zelda games I can actually buy, like, currently? Like, there's newer ones.
Oh, shit. I don't know why. I've just never been a huge Zelda fan.
Dude, Zelda's so good. Some of them are.
I hear, like, the Majora's Mask one is, like, one of the best ones, right?
Yeah, Majora's Mask. Ocarina of Time's good.
Oh, that's a good one. I haven't really played too many of Zelda's. Which is really odd because I'm really into like RPGs. So I'm surprised I never got into Zelda.
I did end up buying because I was looking what else they have. They do have like a indie game store in there. I did buy this game that was like $2.99, and it was something. It looked pretty cool though, so I have that on there. And then I still have like. $6.49. You know what the most random thing is? They charge you tax on there.
Interesting.
So I was like, oh, I have $2.99. This game cost me $2.99. So I'll have $7 left. But then it charged me tax, so therefore I couldn't buy the other game I wanted.
Yeah, well, I think Nintendo's just trying to keep it together, considering everybody's just emulating their stuff and just not paying for it. But it's almost like, dude, you go to the PlayStation store. And you can get a lot of the old PlayStation games there.
I want an HD version of Medieval.
Well, you won't. I mean, it'll. What is it? Is it called? It's like upgraded, upconverted, or whatever. But it won't be like true HD. But
ask me how I know what the word upconverted means.
How do you know? Because of porn.
Because in the '90s, you had the softcore porn on there.
Oh, jeez.
Once again, late at night, like 3 o'clock in the morning before school. and then once we had the technology for the internet, I didn't need that anymore. Like not dial up, like actual internet. And then so like one day randomly, like in the 2000s, I was like 2008 or something like that. I was up at night because, you know, we'd come home. Oh, when we were like only in the street, we'd come home or whatever.
Oh, yeah, really late.
Yeah, really late. And I'd be like, oh, man, I'm so amped up right now. I can't go to sleep. So I turn on TV and I'd, like, wind down a bit. And so then I'd go through the channels and there'd be, like, these, like, old school porn movies that I would remember from when I'm, like, a littler.
Really?
Yeah.
You would remember old videos?
Yeah, and then I'd push the information and be, like, upconverted to HD. And I'm like, oh, fuck.
No way.
Yeah.
And actually, you could see a difference?
I don't remember a difference, but I remember the names of them.
That's hilarious.
And it was funny.
I heard of they made a porn version of Game of Thrones, It's called
Game of Thrones is the porn version of Game of Thrones.
No, 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 like a legit porn version. I think it's called like Game of Bones or something. I heard about it because some guy made. So it's an April Fool's. Everybody in YouTube puts out videos like they don't know it's April Fool's. Like everybody else isn't putting out April Fool's videos. And there's like a million April Fool's videos. And one of the guys I follow does analysis of. I should probably give you his name. He's good. Oh, that's what it is. It's Alt Shift X. So like the button Alt, mm-hmm. the button Shift, and the button X. And he does really freaking good. Breakdowns of different shows, both Game of Thrones. He's done them for Stranger Things, and he breaks down the show and the importance of things and how they connect to the shows. But anyways, he did one of those for Game of Bones and how it might be like not spoilers for the show, but giving you what the future of the show is as a funny April Fool's joke thing. But I'm like, everybody does them, and it's just like, okay, I don't. It's only funny the first guy that gets caught with this. And then afterwards, you kind of get the point that it's April Fool's. But it takes a lot of work to do dumb shit like that. And to me, it's just like, whatever.
Yeah, it's not the best idea ever.
So, you know, we got to think about off podcast later is going to be how we're going to do podcasts in the future.
You're going to have to do it at a neutral location.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about too. I was like, oh, great. I have to PG up this podcast at some point. But anyways, that's a non-podcast topic. So, what else you got going on, dog? What's going on in life?
Nothing, man. Not too much. Not really that much happened this week. Been in charge most of the week again.
Have you started looking at jobs yet? You were like, I'm going to start looking at jobs around June.
Did I say that? Don't sound like something I would say.
Because you said there was like the last time you were going to be. I'll bring back the podcast. This is going to be the last time that you were going to do this teaching thing because you were so frustrated.
Oh, yeah.
And you were like, after these kids leave, which is the end of the semester, you'll be good.
They still got another year, man. I don't think I'll make it another year.
But that's what I'm saying. Have you started looking? Because the point is, now we're in April, which means that the end of the school year is in June. You got 2 months to try to find something else.
I got insurance till August, man. I'm good. I'll start looking during the summer. At least something that's not kids every day. Man, I hate kids.
You want to be a teacher.
Did I?
Jeez.
That sounds like some. That don't sound like something I'd say.
That's exactly what you said.
My mom says, she was like, oh, that's so good you got a kid working special ed kids. That's always what you want to do. I was like, what? I was like, the fuck? That don't sound like something I'd say.
That's your new thing, the fuck?
Yeah. I was like, that don't sound like something I'd say. She's like, yeah, it's what you always want to be. I'm like, look, my memory's not as good as it once was. And if I did say that, that's some gay shit to say. I don't remember saying that ever.
I think you said that, dog.
Fucking old me was a bitch, wasn't he? Why would I say that? I don't. Literally, for the life of me, I don't remember ever saying that.
Well, I don't know, man. Well, if you didn't want to do this for like the future's sake, why are you doing it?
I don't remember saying that. I was just telling you, I don't remember saying that. I don't remember ever saying I want to work with special ed kids.
Yeah, I don't have to tell you about that.
Teacher, yes. Special ed kids, I don't ever recall saying that.
Oh, you know what we should do for the podcast, dog? To switch things
paintball?
Up.
Paintball?
What?
We should do it while we're paintballing?
Oh, no, no, no. Oh, that'd be kind of cool, though. No, no, no. I'm trying to think how that would work. It wouldn't work. So, you know, it'd be kind of cool to do. That'd be cool. Just switching things up because I feel like we're kind of doing the same thing every week. We switch things up, dog. We gotta bring new things to the podcast to get people, you know, stimulated, but not in a sexual way, about the podcast. So, you know what we should do? We need to take you out to, like, the bar scene and club scene, and then we come back and you give an update on how your bar scene, club scene situation occurred and what you saw and didn't see and experienced.
Why would I do that?
Because it's fucking hilarious. That's why.
Interesting.
If you guys want to see that, put some thumbs up on this video.
So I have 700 thumbs up, and all gonna be by you.
And I'm gonna put Ruben in a comfortable situation. I'm gonna go up to Groves and be like, "Hey, my boy over there,
his dick's huge."
You ever see a Coke can?
Oh,
like a four just of those like stacked that. Together.
Just like that.
Just like that. Yeah, he's got like a baby too. Arm up in his pants.
Just like the girth.
You ever
too.
See Phil Davis weigh in? Like a baby arm. Oh. I was thinking about that. I'm like, dude, if I was packing a Phil Davis baby arm, I would be 100% just disrespectful with that shit. Like, you see me doing workouts in the garage just in like compression pants, and I'd put the camera around my groin so you'd be like, you see that hip engagement? Sorry, guys, let me reposition the anaconda down here. Hold on. I got this. Hold on. Just fucking thrusting to the camera. Every once in a while, I was like, just bumps into it and knocks it over. Like, sorry, guys, I didn't mean to do that.
It's my curse I gotta live with.
You know how Super Saiyans, when they came to Earth, they had tails? Bad. Well, just like that, except they tied around their waist. I tied around my leg. It's the same thing, though. Just like that. Just like that, except less furry.
You touch it, I get dizzy.
I had just enough blood to power it in my body, and then my body just pumps air. My heart pumps air into all my different areas.
That's all. That's all there is. That's funny. There's something I was going to tell you about that I don't remember.
Yeah, I think that would be a good change of pace for the podcast, dog. Or we should get you dating people and then bringing back your dating experience. And you'd be like, she told me.
She liked to be choked.
She told me she likes to be Darth Vader. Like, what? What does that mean? That just means you bring her to the point of passing out where she sees stars, and then you bring her back to life.
Oh, jeez.
Get to that point where you feel like Kron Gracie's got you in a rear naked choke.
And you just let go.
Just bring it back. You bring it back. Just where there's, just that point, you know, where fighter pilots, they have to hit Mach 2 and they got to do the, just to keep blood in their brain.
That.
Like that. Slowly passing out, and then the tunnel vision kicks in. Just as it's about to close all together, you just reopen it again. Boom.
Oh, jeez. It's dark.
Just like that.
Didn't we just talk about that last week? Yeah, keep your both hands.
That was podcast. No. I will tell you that because I have a clip to tease later on. I'm going to do like future teases. That was podcast number 39. We're talking about DNA. You know what I'm saying? I'm on top of this shit, dog. I'm about to have a list.
Yes, this is podcasts. Your life, man.
Yeah, man. I'm not fucking around.
You're deep in this, like I'm deep in that Funko life.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just selling product. Oh, well, I call them product now because I'm deep in this.
You wanna this plug song. your eBay shop?
CE to the ISO 7. You should go there.
Have you ever gone on eBay and searched your username and see if it pops up?
Mm-mm.
I'm just curious.
I don't know. I didn't even know I could do that. You should do that, though.
You should do that because there's one guy I follow on Instagram. Once again, people I follow. Haro is his name. Haro. He's the one that does those like paintings of Goku and Vegeta. Yeah. And he does like a weird like tattooed versions with scars. Like he does all kinds of weird. It's like an artsy guy or whatever. He's in France. And he's now selling prints of those. And I think they're really big prints because he's selling them for really expensive.
Yeah.
Like it's not like a $20 print. It's like a $300 print.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, he's like, search Haro, which is his name, on eBay. And I did it. And I'm like, nothing came up. And it wasn't until I clicked on his eBay link on his Instagram that I was able to go to his eBay page.
Hmm.
But I'm like, otherwise, you're not going to find it.
Hmm. That's interesting. I'm going to have to do that.
Yeah, you have to check it out. Because it might, you know, one day, if people search for your stuff, they might not be able to find it. And I just think it just comes down to just like everything else in Google Analytics, where the more you do with this stuff on different platforms, the more your username is easily searchable. Like it wasn't until I put out a shitload of motivated results content that I actually started getting better search engine results to the point where like motivated results was like my shit was the only shit that came up. But now there's this company in Europe that uses the name motivated results for, I think it's like, I don't know what they do. They're like a marketing firm or something. I don't know. But a couple years in a row, they wanted to buy Motivated Results from me.
Shit, bought it.
They were offering me like $50. And I was like, fuck you.
$50?
Yeah.
Should have been like, listen, $100,000.
Yeah, they didn't want to give me much. And by then, I had built up so much of the SEO where it would have came back to me anyways. Like all Motivated Results was my face. Like on videos, but now I think they're finally doing enough with their name where their stuff pops up more now, because I haven't been doing much of Motivated Results, but that's probably more shit than you guys want to know, those of you that are not creators of any sort, any kind, which is fine. That's not insulting by any means, so don't get insulted. What else am I thinking about? Yeah, I forgot.
We are going to watch this. When we're done right here.
My strange addiction to dabbing. What the fuck? That's a drug, right?
No.
What's dabbing? Dabbing is that dance?
Yeah, we do that.
Okay.
This can't be real.
No, that's got to be...
This has to be April Fool's.
Yeah, it's like a home video. That's not a documentary. Look at the product value. Yeah, production value on that.
That's hilarious.
You're crazy. That's real.
Hey, man. It's funny. Fuck, what else was I going to tell you?
I don't know, man. What are you going to tell me?
I don't know. Oh, I know what I was going to tell you.
Yes.
I don't remember. Get off your fucking phone. You get off your phone. You're on it too.
Yeah, but I'm looking up shit that we're going to talk about.
I'm also looking at shit. I'm trying to look at this Instagram and see if it helps me remember. It did not.
Fucking A.
I got anything.
Fucker. So I got some questions from... I actually had some people show some love, man. They sent me some fucking questions like I wanted. So excited.
You told me we had questions. I don't believe you.
You got questions from female and the situation and she's got going on with her.
It's a female and you tell me I don't believe you.
It's a female, dog. It was a question. Anyways, long story short, it's a question. And we're going to give her our opinions later on in the show. I'm going to tease this motherfucker right now. Right now. I'm excited.
Should, how many minutes are we into this?
I don't know, man. 30?
30? That's a good time. 30 minutes into this is the time we answer viewer questions. Segue into viewer questions. Give me a fat beat.
Give you a fat beat?
Yeah. We have to have a viewer question music.
All right, hold on. I'll give you a fat beat. Hold on. Sorry, listen. I'm all about this song right now. Only because I showed it to you in that meme. It's fucking hilarious. I got distracted with different things on my phone.
How many files you got on your phone?
A lot. Hold on. I'm going to give you a beat. I got you, bro. Stop. This is going to get caught up on the YouTube analytics.
Viewer question time. Ready here to answer all your needs.
Life Journalist Podcast. Yeah, viewer question time. That actually probably worked out better than I thought it was going to work out.
That worked out pretty good.
All right, people.
I thought you having random ass music on your thing was completely stupid until right now.
All right, so here's a viewer question. So it's a relationship question. So let me find the screenshot here.
Give it to me.
There's two questions, but I'm going to do one today, and we'll do the other one next time. I got to read these because it's like four screenshots. Okay, I'm gonna give this girl a different name because I think she gave me her real name. So let's say her name is Jean Grey. All right. So Jean is 26. She's been in one relationship. Oh, no, hold on. It cut off the screenshot. She's 26. She's been in this relationship. So she's in a relationship. She's been in the relationship for a year and a half.
Damn, it's a long time.
Your face is all like wandering. A year and a half. You're like,
you could have walked from California to Maine in that time. Walked.
A chunk of salt came off of you, dog. All right. The thing knocked. All right, that I knocked over something here. So she's been together with this guy for a year and a half, and just to give you some history on her, she's had 7 boyfriends in her lifetime, and she has hooked up with each of them.
Okay.
So her boyfriend, we'll call him Scott Summers.
Right.
She didn't give us his name, so that's why we're giving him the name Scott Summers. She says he's a fantastic guy. Yeah. However, she can tell that he's getting either really bored or angry with her, or he's got some quote-unquote side bitch.
He got some side bitch. I don't even need to read it further. He got some side bitch. You need to drop that, fucker. Sounds like a douchebag already. My boy Jonathan gave him the name Scott Summers. Scott Summers. Let me put this into a retrospect for you. My boy Jonathan gave him the name Scott Summers. Scott Summers in the X-Men universe is a douche. He's the biggest douche ever. So I can only assume your boyfriend is also a douche. And he's also cheating on you.
All right. So anyway, I gave him that name because that was the one from Jean Grey. But that's not why I meant. So anyways. Okay. So she, now kind of revolves. So this issue kind of revolves about her and her sex life.
Okay, go.
So, basically, the backstory is that she's super self-conscious because she says she's a bit thicker,
right?
Like chubby thick,
right?
And she, like most women, has looked up his previous girlfriends. And they were all kind of, quote unquote, super thin or athletic.
Right.
You know how women do. They go through all your social media and shit. Like, this is the bitch that he was fucking. You know how girls are.
I do. You know what I'm saying? I do know.
You
that.
Know what I'm saying? So, she said, yes, I snooped around. So, she said when they first started dating, their sex life was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But then it kind of got boring and they started doing the same shit over and over. Let me go to the next screenshot here. So basically, she said they're doing the same shit over and over, which was fine. Okay, so I guess in the beginning when they were having sex, he's never made her do the cowgirl position. So if for those of you that aren't aware, it's the one where the guy lays down and the girl gets on top.
Mm-hmm.
So lately he's been asking for that more. Almost, she says, quote unquote, almost every time now for the last couple months. And she basically said, "By you think that by 26 and 7 partners, I know how to throw down the dick." Awesome. And, so she basically says she has no clue, though. She's not comfortable in that position.
Mm-hmm.
And she gets on top. She does the insertion deal. And then she freezes up. And then apparently because she freezes up, I'd assume, the dude goes soft and then a fight starts. He's now since then has gave up on asking her to go on top and says that she is way too insecure. And she sees how that would piss him off. So she's asking, what is she supposed to do? And then she kind of goes on a little bit to talk about how she's insecure about herself a bit when she's on top. The one thing... So additionally... So this is more information. But she's also been noticing some strange things lately. He's always texting someone. And when she asks for someone, since she asks who it is, he doesn't... hold on. Am I missing a freaking screenshot? There's multiple screenshots, people. Sorry. She's also been texting someone. And also when I ask him for sex, he turns me down. And him and I are just aren't on the same vibrations. So she thinks this is a sign of a guy cheating. So her questions are a few, actually. So she had a question before, right? Which was, what is she supposed to do about the getting on top thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, question number one. Question number two is he cheating? Question number three is, because I can't do the top thing and he is willing to cheat on me? Question mark. Because I can't do the top. So I guess she's asking, because she doesn't want to do that position, is that reason enough for him to want to cheat? She's got a lot of questions. Also, like, is it important for a girl is that important for a girl to be like sexy when she's riding? So she's willing for us to pick apart the problems and cue her in on what she should do. That's kind of the gist of it. What you got, dog? There's a lot of questions, a lot of scenarios here, dog. What you got?
You a good girl and you came to the right place.
the right place.
We're gonna handle all these situations.
We got you.
We got you.
What you finna do though?
Don't do that. They're gonna copyright us.
What you finna do though? You gotta take that dick.
No, don't do that.
So what do you think? What are your thoughts on this, dog?
First thing, yeah, he's cheating on you.
Wow. That's definitely he's cheating on you.
That's a for sure thing. He's doing that. For sure.
Why do you say that?
Because her other question was, is that enough for him to cheat on you? That you don't want to ride? For dudes, they'll cheat on you for not having the right Lunchable in the refrigerator. So, yeah, that's enough for him to cheat on you. But also, I mean, it's kind of weird that it's not weird that he really wants that position, but it's weird that he, like, gets so aggressive about it.
Well, some dudes are into certain things, right? Like, some dudes are into, like if you're a dude that's into squashing.
Right.
And you find a girl, though, you're like, man, I want her to squash me good.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you that don't know what that is, Google it. By the way, if you're, like, 16, you should not be listening to this podcast. Yeah, I forgot what I was saying. Long story short, that was what I was saying. So if you're a dude that's into that and you are really into it, like you want to do it more often, and I could see how you would get frustrated. And I guess so does she. She says that she sees that he gets frustrated and she understands it. Is he cheating? I would almost need to know more. I need to know intent. So I need to know, like, why a guy cheats for many reasons, but I guess intent is really in my mind as to why he would. And sometimes you have a very good point where it could be anything. I mean, sometimes it's just available and guys will take it if they don't want to. Now, I can't tell you yes or no if the guy's cheating, but I will say, like, you being insecure about riding him should almost be like a non-point, right? Like, like there is no person that I feel like in this world that's super comfortable with themselves. Maybe I'm wrong in that. But what I'm saying though is everybody has insecurities of a certain nature, and you almost got to like try to ignore them, because the moment that you can't be relaxed in the situation is the moment that the situation is going to go awry. And so you're better off being relaxed and enjoying the situation, because the reality is, if the guy was hitting on you, if you guys have been together for like a year and a half, he knows what you look like naked.
Mm.
So there's no reason to be insecure about riding the dude. I mean, he knows for in a year and a half, you know the person pretty well naked. I mean, you guys are probably doing it all the time. You said the sex life was great in the beginning, which tells me that you guys are probably doing it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So he knows what you look like naked. There's no reason to be insecure. And I know as a woman, you have insecurities. And as a man, you have insecurities as well. But you got to try to do your best to relax in that moment. And if you don't know what you're doing, you know, ask the dude, like, what do you like? What don't you like? What should I do? What should I try? You know, if you need some ideas, you know, there's a plethora of pornography on the internet that you can pick up some tips from.
Yeah, it just seems weird to me that he'd be like, yeah, you should know how to do this. When you're on page 7 of Pornhub, you should have watched this. He should have been like, hey, look, you got to do this. He should have coached her through it a little bit more.
Yeah, well, maybe she should have asked for some help as well. But, you know, that's a funny point that I brought up about the pornography, because the reality is that most guys will never have as much sex as they're going to view pornography in their lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
So most guys are also, and that's where guys also fail in many respects, where they think that sex is going to be like it is in porn, and it's not. But with that said, you need to try to just be more relaxed and more comfortable and just start doing stuff. And he doesn't like it, he's going to tell you, okay, don't do that, do this, do that. Like, he's not going to be, I mean, I doubt most guys are going to be assholes and be like, what the fuck are you doing? You're not doing it right. Get the fuck off me. We're done. They're just probably going to say, like, let's just switch things up, or let's do this.
Kind of what it sounded like he already did.
No, well, he does what I, you know what I pictured when she first said it? I pictured, like, she got on top of him and she didn't know what to do and she was just looking at him. She's like, with a creepy smile.
That doesn't do it for you, that does it for me.
I turtle in like a motherfucker real quick.
Nah, giraffe up.
to wrap up. Damn. That's a good one. So, yeah, I think that's problem number one. You need to be more relaxed. And I think there needs to be some conversations about phones and what's going on with the phones. Man, nowadays, people are fucked when it comes to dating in phones, man, because I've been there. Like, I've been in situations where I talk to a girl and I'm like, what the fuck are you doing on your phone? And there's a lot of things going on the phone. And you're just like, should I be worried about this fucking phone?
Yeah.
But nowadays, the reality, look, you got to try to be as chill as possible about it, because if somebody's going to cheat on you, they're going to cheat on you.
Yeah.
They could be texting somebody. They could be calling somebody. They could be DMing on Instagram. They could be Snapchatting to each other. They could be fucking Facebook private messaging. They could be fucking sending crows from Game of Thrones over to each other. They could be sending smoke signals. They could be saying gang signs across the street. Who the fuck knows?
There's a lot of things you do.
So the reality is, like, you got to try to trust your partner. You got to have these conversations. But if he wants you to ride him, I don't think it's that big of a thing to ask him to just do it.
Yeah, I mean, try it out. If it's still uncomfortable for you, like, after, like, a few times of trying it, then that's probably just not something that you like, that you enjoy.
Yeah, and if it's something you're uncomfortable for a certain reason, then maybe think about changing that thing to make yourself more comfortable with yourself throughout, not just in sex, but just in life. But
this is where our old friend conversation needs to happen.
Yeah.
You have to be more open and actually talk about it.
Yeah. And then maybe start slow too. Maybe turn off the lights, go with the dark one first. Yeah, mm-hmm. That way you feel a little bit more comfortable, and then you can start throwing in some, I don't know, some candles or something. You just get that candlelight going.
Yeah.
And just work your way up. Work your way up. Don't go full clip.
Yeah, I think you need to talk about it.
You need to talk about it. So let's go back to the questions. Make sure we answered all of her questions. So she asked originally, hold on, let me go back to it because it's three screenshots here. So what is she supposed to do? So that's my tips on what are you supposed to do. I would try to be as comfortable as you can about it. Work your way up to like fully lit stuff. Go lightly lit. Try to ask for some coaching.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe watch some porn, see how girls do it, and then get some tips.
Mm-hmm.
Those are my what I should I do about riding the dude situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then, like, if you, I'd say, like, do it, like, maybe what you said, like, a minimum, like, three times. You think a few more than that.
Yeah, try it out. That's question number one. Question number two, let me go to the other screenshot.
Oh, and to finish, I was like, yeah, try it, like, three times or so. If it's still not for you, then, you know, maybe that position is just not for you. But
there's a difference between it hurting and being bad for your morphology, and then also just being insecure about it. If you're insecure about
if you're insecure about
that.
It, you know, you can work on that. But if it's just really uncomfortable for you for some personal reason, then hey, you got to be talk about it though. That's the main thing.
Right, I agree. Question number two: is he cheating? So that's a harder one. The text message thing makes me like not confident that he's not, but I can't confirm whether he's cheating or not. You'd have to figure out. You know, is he not coming over? Like, is he live with you? Does he not live with you? What's he doing? Is he hard to get a hold of sometimes?
Mm-hmm.
What is there? Is your only motivation the fact that he's just not? I guess he turns you down for sex, which is kind of a red flag, right?
Yeah.
Because the guy's, you know, if he's getting a little upset just because of one position and he's just turning you down for sex all the way around, I would be a little hesitant to say. It's not a possibility. It's definitely a possibility, because most dudes are going to be like, all right, I'm going to have to get some at some point.
Yeah. And
my balls are going to back up.
Yeah. That's going to be every dude's defense. His defense is literally going to be, you didn't want to do it. So, you know, I was already page 75 of CrockTube.
CrockTube.
You know, then I met this one chick at Buffalo Wild Wings and she was down for it. So that's what I did. I would say, yeah, he probably is cheating. It's just based on that somewhat kind of vague information.
So Ruben's leaning that he is. I'm saying that there is a possibility, but I'm not 100% sure. I would need to know more, especially about like if he's got any other things that he's changed about himself, like if he's taking care of himself more, if he's like unreachable more, if he...
Like every time he comes over, he just takes a shower for some unknown reason.
That'd be a red-ass flag. Yeah, so that's, you know, those are some things to kind of think about. But I can't confirm or deny. I just think that if he's turning you down for sex a lot, this must be either a gigantic fucking fight that you guys are having about this one position thing, or something else is going on. Because I can't imagine a dude turning down sex all the time. Because and also, I guess my other question too is, how are things with you besides the sex? Are you guys just not getting along when you guys aren't having sex, like just normal stuff? Because if you guys can't even like hang out without the fights, then you guys should probably date other people. A year and a half, although a long time, it's not that long. It's not that long. You can find somebody else in a year and a half.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah. So, next question. I guess we kind of answered it, because she can't do the top position thing. Would he cheat on you? Based on that, I mean, I don't think if one girl didn't want to do one position, I don't think I'd be like, oh, I gotta go cheat on her because I need this one position to get off. Like,
hey, some dudes are like that, especially those younger dudes.
They need one thing to get off.
That's what they search. That's that one thing they look for on Instagram. Porn,
yeah, that's probably true, right?
Yeah. So I'm saying I think he might be. And I'm like 85% sure he probably is. But I do also need to know if you guys live together. That might help.
Why? Just to know if he's his...
Well, yeah, like, if you're, like, sleeping in the same bed, or is he, like, sleeping on the couch? Like, you know, is that... That's kind of helpful.
Yeah, well, I mean, that would help. That would help. I don't know. I can't tell from this. I don't know if you'd move... I don't know if I'd move in with somebody after a year and a half, but...
Them young kids, man, they move quick. Forward, right? They move quick. It goes from appetizers and drinks to choking real quick.
So what's your opinions on this? Is he cheating on you just because of the position?
I'm 85% sure he is.
I will say some guys would, just for a position though. It seems like a lot just for a fucking position. But I guess if you've gotten it so built up in your head where you can only finish that position.
It's in your head, man. It's all in your head. Some of these young kids, man, they're like, it's the only way I can do it. Did it say how old he is?
No. Did she say how she is? She said
she's 26.
Yeah, she's 26. She didn't say how old he was. And she didn't say if they were living together. My tip for you, though, would definitely be to, you need to work on that. That makes you insecure about yourself. Because part of having enjoyable sex is a part of being able to be relaxed with each other. And if you can't be relaxed with each other, it makes things quite a bit more difficult and awkward. You don't want awkwardness. So last question. Let me scroll down. It's broken down into three texts. So she says, is it important or, in quotations, sexy when a girl rides the dick? Is it important? I think she meant, is it important to be sexy when a girl rides dick? Or is it important to just ride dick? I think, is it important? I'm going to assume you mean maybe, is it important to have that position? I don't think it's important to have that position per se. I think that it's just some people are into certain things and they're... What the fuck? Hold on. I had to pause this mofo. Got drama going down over here. So, is it important to have that position? I mean, some people really need certain positions to get off, but I just don't think it's important. Maybe because I just don't give a shit about that position. But
yeah, I'd say it just depends on the person.
Is it important to be sexy? I don't know. I think when you use the word sexy to me, it just comes off like you're trying to be fake about it. Like,
yeah,
you're trying
to be like one of those girls in porn. Is like, oh my god, it's so big.
Where you're playing it up. Yeah. I can't stand that shit. So in my opinion, I don't think you should play anything up. I think you should act the way and you want to act. And if it's enjoyable or not cool, then you can discuss that after the fact or during or whatever. But I think your questions keep revolving around like this one position, this one thing. And I often don't think that people cheat just because of one thing like that. It seems like a very small thing just to cheat.
Hey, man, crazier shit has happened.
You're right. But I feel like it just seems like you're nitpicking shit. Like it's like if you're dating a girl and her thing is that she just cuts her nails like too loudly once a week. And that's why you break up with her.
See,
like,
that's the difference in
The generation?
In generations, man. Like, we're like, oh, cutting your nails again, huh? All right, cool. As to where younger generations, like, you fucking whore. Are you cutting your nails again? Damn, you need to do that. How many times you do that? How many dicks have you sucked also? Like, shit jumps. Like, they jump to conclusions crazily.
Yeah, I feel like that's a big jump. But I would also invite you to think about this. If you already feel so much insecurity about the relationship and you already feel like this much trouble with what's going on and you're jumping to these kind of conclusions, like, I'm wondering if you're really into that much into this dude.
Yeah.
And you also got, you both probably need to get better at communication.
Yeah.
Because if you guys are biting each other's heads off because of the lack of this position and lack of that position, I mean, that's going to lead to, this is nothing in the realm of problems.
Yeah.
You need to really start having discussions about what you both want, what you don't want, what you're interested in, and you know, whether or not this is a big breaking point. These are definitely conversations you need to have with each other if this is going to survive the test of time. You're a year and a half in, and, you know, it's not a big of a deal.
Yeah, and like, the texting thing is I mean, he could be, like, texting somebody from work,
I guess.
The thing is, too, like,
how often have we texted? How often is these texts happening? Because the phone's going off at 3 in the morning, it's like KFC asking what you're doing. That's a problem.
Well, the thing is, too, like, is he...
Why is Pizza Hut calling you at 3 in the morning, well, asking, like, what you're wearing?
Is he being, like, super protective, like, with his phone, or is he, like, leaving it laying around? Because I know when, like, I would go over to my girl's house...
Do you have the password to the phone? That's another good question.
That's another good question. Like, when I go over to my girl's house, I'd like, leave my phone, like, by me or, like, around me somewhere, but, like, be out. So if somebody texts me, I'd be like, oh, look, it's whoever. Like, just so she knows, like, I'm not hiding anything from her. Like, it's out in the open and shit. And, like, she would do the same, too. It'd, like, be out in the open. I'm not, like, guarding it like it's the last fucking Dragon Ball or something. I'm not, like, keeping it tight with me. It's, like, it's just there. Like, and it's an accessory. Like, I'm not guarding it. I'm trying to keep it all out in the open.
Yeah, some people are weird about it, where they're like, dominant of their phone, like it's some sort of,
yeah,
and you know, piece.
So
of,
like,
them.
If he's holding it like it's the Holy Grail and shit, you know, that might be an issue, because that might give you further confirmation that maybe it is KFC calling at 3 in the morning. So, you know, it's another thing to look at. So maybe ask them, like, hey, who are you texting?
Yeah, I would ask who you're texting. What's going on with these text messages I see? Don't be judgmental. Don't be like, bitch, you cheating on me. Don't go that way. But just ask, hey, you're on your phone a lot. Who are you texting? And then, you know, do you have access to the phone? Is it one of those things where he's got, like, his thumbprint on it, and that's the only way to unlock it, and you can't get into it otherwise? I mean, I'm just, that whole thing is changing the game up, man. Apple's fucking people over with that thumbprint. Is it Samsung? Samsung the one that has it?
I got my phone print on here. You ain't getting in this shit.
See, that's some bull right there. I'd be like, bitch, you better take down your thumbprint. I'm going to cut that thumb off.
I'll put her fingerprint on it, too.
It's just kind of like, man, come on.
But
wait, if your thumbprint is on that shit, why do I always get text messages from your kids at work?
Well, and that's why. That's why shit. I had to put it on there, because before I didn't. I just had I had the thing where you slide it with your finger.
Yeah.
And before it was fine, they couldn't break through it. But then they got all super smart all of a sudden and could do it. So that's why I got my thumbprint on there before now.
Okay, because I get some random, like, 3-letter text message. I'm like, what is this shit? But you're like, oh, the kid's gone to my phone. I was like, all right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the phone thing's definitely fishy, and the fact that he's turning down sex is definitely fishy.
But, I mean, hey, maybe all this can be resolved by a simple conversation.
I think it could. The question is that you got to ask yourself a lot of questions. I mean, the phone thing's a big fucking red flag. And the fact that he's turning down sex, like, is he always turning down sex? Like, you guys haven't had sex for weeks and he's okay? Like, he's not looking like he's a red tomato about to explode and his balls are the size of like a...
You seem shocked by that. Like, turn down sex? What? Turn it down? Like, reject it?
What are you talking about, dog?
How dare you?
What does that mean?
What is that?
What does that mean?
What does this word reject?
What does that mean? Is balls looking like giant tomatoes? Like big old Roma tomatoes with veins on them and about to explode?
If they're not, then there's probably an issue.
Probably a red flag right there. Right there. So, I think there's a lot of questions, and I think you could solve some of these based with just on discussion and talks. But I think there is a hint of possibility that this could be cheating. Just the phone thing has always been a fishy thing to me because I've always been pretty open with my phone. I'm like, yeah, I'll check out my phone. Don't be surprised if you see some, like, you know, hoe pics in there. But besides that.
Huh. That's why I would be outside her house 5 minutes before deleting all those.
I got a folder.
I got nothing but Bible.
I got a folder of stuff that I send you. I'm like,
I got nothing but Bible verses in here.
But I got nothing on my phone where I'm like, hey, you, I can't have you get into that. Like,
yeah, no,
my
phone's pretty
open. You're going to see a lot of anime in here. You're going to see a lot of funny clips.
No,
You're going to see random pictures of me doing stuff around the house. You can see pictures of my dogs in here. Random projects. You can see a lot of funny videos. So it's not a lot of stuff. Like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
He'd be like, why do you have so many pictures of woodworking stuff? Yeah, you never know. I want to build that.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, I'm pretty open about it. So, but, you know, I don't, but then maybe that's just our generation again. We're not super protective with it.
But I've known people in our generation who are super protective with their phones. Like, some people define themselves by their phone.
Drug dealers?
It's not a business. It's just like they can't be apart from their phone. Like, I've gotten that little semi-anxiety when you go to work and you leave your phone at work at home and you're like, ah, shit.
Yeah, because I don't know anybody else's number. What if my car breaks down?
You call someone.
That's different from you waiting for KFC to text you at 2 o'clock in the morning. It's like, hey, come get that
original roast.
Come get this original recipe.
Yeah.
Can't wait for that hot mashed potatoes all over my face later.
That'd be funny. Just like random, like fast food related, like sex. Like, yeah. Let me show you this gravy. Gravy all over those mashed potatoes.
I'm going to butter that biscuit so bad later.
Butter that biscuit. Oh, that's pretty good. That's better than my mashed potatoes.
Does daddy want some chicken pot pie?
That's awesome. You're just like, yeah, give me those thighs. I want the thighs in the original recipe. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to give you this creamy mac and cheese. It's so creamy. Just look at it.
You're like, I'm going to give you a double wrap burrito from Chipotle.
What?
That's awesome. I'm going to double wrap this burrito.
Oh.
So big can't fit in regular wrap.
Man, that's terrible.
So hopefully that helped you, Jean Grey. Hopefully. I think we might have another question from you that we'll tackle on the next podcast. We'll tackle that next time. But
Play us out.
Oh, I got it. So yeah, we'll help you next time. We'll definitely give you some more advice. And for any, I think you definitely need to talk to the dude. I think you definitely need to give me some more, not proof, but more reasons why. I want to know what's going on with the phone, honestly. But I think as far as the position you need to work on the communication. You need to definitely work on your insecurities with riding the dude. Look up some porn. You know, look up some porn. Get some tips on how to do that to the dude. But definitely have some conversations with the guy. So that's it for our advice segment.
And if you like this, you know what you should do? If this advice actually helped you, you should tell your friends about it.
Yeah, tell your friends about it. Give us some more questions. This would be fun to do every week. We need to do this on the road because my pups are getting crazy. Emma, stop it. Well, my dog yelled at my dogs on podcast. Well, if you guys like this stuff, send us more questions. I got my email down below. Send me a private message on YouTube. All that stuff works. Any last words for these people, dude? I'm gonna drop this beat and let this power podcast. We're done with this podcast.
I think that's it, man. Just give us some more questions, and we'd appreciate it. If you got some more young impressionable friends, send this out to them.
That's right.
Let them know that we're here to help you.
That's right. Hit that like button. Share with some people. Share this video. Tell them, show people our awesome advice.
You know what also would help if your questions, nudes, if you send nudes, that also help.
Oh, jeez. Send to Ruben's Instagram.
So I know what I'm working with, you know.
Send us a picture of yourself.
Slide into my DMs, whatever, you know. All right, play us out.
Remix.
That fire's coming. That Rome fire.